happens. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The man who was accused of killing four University of Idaho students in 2022 has accepted a plea deal to avoid the death penalty. CBS's Juliet Goodrich with the latest on Brian Koberger.
Koberger is accused in the stabbing deaths of Ethan Chapin, Zana Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonsalves at a rental home near campus in Moscow, Idaho, in November of 2022. Now, autopsies showed the four were all likely asleep when they were attacked. Some had defensive wounds, and each was stabbed multiple times. A change of plea hearing was set for Wednesday. Koberger's trial had been set to begin in August.
The Gonsalves family says in a social media post that this was very unexpected, and they are beyond furious at the state of Idaho. Officials in northwestern Idaho have identified the man they say shot and killed two firefighters and wounded a third after they asked him to move his vehicle so they could fight a wildfire. More from our Christopher Cruz.
Kootenai County Sheriff Robert Norris.
So the suspect has been identified as Wes Val Rowley, date of birth of May 1st, 2005.
He says Rowley had no criminal history. Police don't have a motive and haven't found any writings by Rowley, who they say killed himself near the fire. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Sheriff Norris says the shooter set the fire so he could ambush the first responders. A marathon voting session is underway on amendments to President Trump's spending bill. The White House is expressing confidence Republicans will get the measure over the finish line. Arizona Democrat Mark Kelly calls it bad policy.
We'll be here as long as it takes for us to show the American people that this is bad policy. This is going to kick 17 million people off of their health care to give a big, giant tax cut to the wealthiest Americans.
CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports.
This has to get through the Senate, but it faces hurdles over in the House. Some of these changes have raised concerns on the House side among moderates concerned about too steep cuts, about conservatives concerned about not deep enough cuts. So they are going to have to work that out.
In 1 week, President Trump will host Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for talks at the White House. This is the Trump administration steps up the push to broker a ceasefire, hostage exchange, and an end to the war in Gaza. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
Netanyahu is actually coming here. He's going to be sitting down with the president as a symbol, a sign of the fact that they are on the same page and that they are working on something more permanent. Let's see if they're finally successful.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a good recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show, each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, hello and welcome back into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. I'm Austin Thomas. Apologies for the late start to this game. However, well, we of course had to congratulate and honor our host families here at the field. So a celebration of the host families who have been so kindly donating their resources and their home to share with the players here. And, well, it's always so helpful to have our host family. Shout out to my host family, Ryan and Tara. And, well, Ryan was here. Tara may be listening back in at home. A big shout out to them for hosting me and of course, all of the other host families as well here on Host Family Appreciation Night. So we head into game number two of the series against the Madison Mallards, hosted here at Witter Field. And the first game saw a rain delay, which lasted an hour and 20 minutes, so it was a little bit of a longer game, despite it only being seven innings. However, game number two about to be on the way, and excited for this one as the Rafters are looking to go 2-0 over the doubleheader. They won the first game in exciting fashion. It was a 12-9 victory, and the three-run lead all came on a bases-clearing double from Hiroto Kobayashi in the bottom of the sixth inning. A five-run sixth inning put those Rafters up three runs, and that's where the score would end up as Tony Torres got his fourth save of the season. So into game number two of the day, it's game 36 of the season, the final one of the first half, and the Rafters looking to end it on a high note before they hit the road for Fond du Lac for two games starting tomorrow. There'll be game number one tomorrow in Fond du Lac. That game starts at 6:35, and then same deal on Wednesday, 6:35 p.m. start time. And so the Rafters hoping for the second half of the season to go a little more like that last game went. You know, a big comeback victory against one of the top teams in the Great Lakes. I mean, the Madison Mallards certainly are. They have one of the best overall teams, and you look at the statistics behind it, best one of the best offenses, one of the best pitching staffs. But the Rafters now 2-3 on the season against the Mallards and hoping to make it 3-3 here tonight. We'll see if they can. And the starting pitcher for the Rafters is going to be the guy who has been coming out of the bullpen and has a highlight name, Espen Simpson. I don't know how else to describe that name, but certainly a fun one to say the least. It is him who will be starting, making his first start, similar to Zach Crotchfeldt. Both of them have been coming out of the bullpen all the games this year. However, Crotchfeldt, he started the earlier game, and Simpson will be starting this one. The starter for the Mallards, Michael Yeager. Now, he has been a full-time starter this season for Madison, and he has been a relatively strong one at that. The Rafters had some bad luck with him the last time that he came out. He started four games, and in those four games, he is 1-0 with a 2.5 ERA. His last time out was at Green Bay, where he allowed just one unearned run over five innings. And against the Rafters back on June 18th here at Witter Field, Yeager went five no-hit innings. He no-hit the Rafters through those five innings before he was pulled from the game, so absolute dominance against the Rafters. Although he did walk three batters, it didn't matter because he was dominant and struck out six, a season high for Wisconsin Rapids. So that's who we're looking against as the Rafters are going to be trotting out a lineup of Chris Diaz in right field. It'll be Mason Oñate batting second at shortstop, batting third, and at second base, it's Noah Ruiz. Batting fourth and cleanup at first, it's Madden Acco. Batting fifth at DH, it's Pat Costin. Batting sixth in left field, Royce Clayton Jr. Seventh at catcher, it's Nick Adrian. Eighth in center field is Gunnar Miro. And finally, batting ninth in the order at third base, it's J.J. Garcia. On the other side, Jordy Lopez leads off for the Mallards. He's in center field. Liam Moreno is back in left field. He's batting second. Batting third, it's Mikey Bell at third base. Cleanup is Hansen, who's in right field. Hamilton, Davis Hamilton, is batting fifth. He's at second base. Lulowitz is batting sixth and is the DH. Anderson bats seventh and is at shortstop. MJ Sweeney bats eighth. He's at first. And Johannes is batting ninth. He's behind the plate. And that is a look at the starting lineups. And with that, we are almost ready to get going. The pregame host family appreciation is over with. But before that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll return in about a minute with Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is the Chef of Love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old, and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, hello and welcome into Rafters Baseball. We've got game number two on the way, and first pitch here with the rainbow off in right field is called for a ball, a 1-0 count. Jordy Lopez leading off, sends a fly ball down the left field line over towards Clayton. He is under it and makes the catch for out number one. So Jordy Lopez leading off for the Mallards, but not getting the result that he was looking for, and Lopez hoping to turn things around for the Mallards. Their offense was certainly working, but it came on a little bit late for them and a little too late at that. Even though they were able to take the lead in the sixth inning, Rafters were able to storm back. Now up at the plate, it's the second hitter of the game, Liam Moreno. And the first pitch to him misses outside for ball number one. And, well, it was a rainy game earlier, but rain seems to have cleared up by now. And even though off in the distance you can see a rainbow, it seems like it's past us as this one misses back and is fouled to bring it 1-1. And here at the game right now, it is, well, actually a very nice day outside. It's 71 degrees Fahrenheit, and well, it's cloudy, so you're not getting too much sun coverage as there is a 1-1 count. And this pitch misses outside for ball number two, a 2-1 count. With one away, the bases are empty here in the top of the first inning. Still tied at 0-0, and Espen Simpson, right-handed pitcher from Butler University, taking on the man from St. Cloud State as this one is popped foul straight back and out of play. 2-2 count. And well, with the rainbow in the distance, you can see blue skies ahead of us here at Winterfield. It's actually beautiful to look at. From up here in the press box, you've got dark clouds off in the back left and out towards the left center field, and in right field a rainbow, and straight above the infield, partly cloudy skies, light blue as this one is hit towards shallow center field. Onyade tried to go over his shoulder but couldn't quite make the catch on the bounce. And it's a one-out single from Liam Moreno as he took on Jordy Lopez's first time out. And the Rafters, after winning 12-9 earlier in the day, they now turn things around and are looking for back-to-back wins if they can get it. But, of course, going to have to start off strong here. And the first pitch on the way here is going to be fouled back. And this one called for a ball. So a 1-0 count at the plate. It is Mikey Bell. Bell, one of the three guys who homered for the Mallards earlier, and despite those three homers, the Rafters still able to win as this one is fouled back, brings the count 1-1. And over on first base, Liam Moreno. Moreno, he singled with one out. Jordy Lopez flew out to left field, 1-1 count with one away. here in the top of the first inning. Simpson eyeing down his catcher. Pitch comes on the way. Back up the middle off the glove of Simpson. Onyade will barehand it. Throw over to first. Oh, nice play. Mason Onyade picking up the 1-6-3 putout and sends Liam Moreno over to second base. Could have been two outs, but hey, you'll take the one as now there's two away and a runner on second base. Still tied at zero here in the top of the first inning. And now up at the plate, it'll be Carson Hansen. Hansen, an SEC player. The Rafters have a couple of them, although they are battling injury as the first pitch is in there for strike number one. Carson Hansen, left-handed hitter from the University of Kentucky. He's up at the plate. He did not play in the game earlier today. The right fielder for the Mallards, as that pitch is in there, called for a strike, throw back, and trying to get the delayed steal, Simpson throws him out at third. Oh, yeah! That's what I'm talking about right there. And Liam Moreno tried to do a little bit of sneaky stuff, but couldn't quite get the stolen base, so a caught stealing there, and we head to the bottom of the first, tied at zero, here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Mornings on WFHR.
Nutella just announced its first new U.S. flavor in 61 years. The new flavor is peanut.
I can just see the boardroom, right, when they were doing this thing.
Oh, gentlemen, we have cornered the market on hazelnut and chocolate. We need something new.
Sir, how about we do peanuts?
Are you telling me you want to do something like peanut butter? That sounds revolutionary.
Brilliant!
Weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
And back to work in the bottom of the first inning. What a top of the first and a way to finish it off. A nice caught stealing there as Liam Moreno was tagged out at third base trying to sneak on by with the stolen bag. Rafter is going to be led off here in the bottom of the first inning with Chris Diaz back in the leadoff spot. Batting leadoff both games here, Diaz will be followed by Onyade and Ruiz. 1-0 count on the way, a fly ball down the left field line. It's going to be the third baseman tracking out. Bell way out there. He will dive and try and make the catch, but it bounces off the ground. And he tried to frame it like he made the catch, but covered it up with his body. And the umpire said, yeah, no, I saw that. And so it goes down as a foul ball. Diaz now a 1-1 count. Left-handed hitting right fielder. He takes on Michael Yeager on the mound for the Mallards. And Yeager coming into this one. And, well, I already gave you the breakdown on him. He was lights out against the Rafters earlier. And the 1-1 count here misses outside to bring it 2-1. Well, I tell you what. He's still got a no-hitter going against the Rafters. Five innings pitched, no hits allowed against Wisconsin Rapids. Maybe I can jinx it early enough that the Rafters will get a hit off of him. 2-1 count. This one's fouled back. Brings it 2-2. Although maybe that does the opposite of the jinx. Can't remember exactly what I did back in the game earlier, 12 days ago or so. So 2 weeks ago, it was on a Saturday. 2-2 count to Chris Diaz, trying to get the Rafters started off on the right note. The pitch here, it misses low for ball number three. Now, Yeager did walk three batters in his previous appearance against Wisconsin Rapids. And so, even though he had dominant stuff, he did struggle a little bit with zone finding, and this one is hit over to second base. It'll be picked up and thrown back to first. 4-3 on the putout, and it's one up, one down in the first inning. Dang it! Man, I tried. I tried to jinx it. It did not work. See, I just got to accidentally say it. Maybe that'll work the next time. Either way, base is empty and one out here in the top of the first inning, and the Rafters trying to work through what Yeager's been able to do. Man, since he faced the Rafters, it has been incredible stuff from him. I mean, that kind of sparked his next game as well, where he didn't allow an earned run. This one, a swing and a foul ball by Onyade, brings the count 0-1. Onyade, left-handed hitting shortstop for the Rafters. He made that nice play back in the first inning defensively, and already the Rafters are warming up a pitcher, Ashton Poole, and 0-1 count. This one is taken inside for ball number one. Now, I was talking with Ashton earlier, and during that host family celebration, we actually share the same host family, both living in the same house. And, well, what I was talking to Poole in the line there, 1-1 count, gets a swing and a miss from Onyade, 1-2 count. He was talking about, man, I got a warm ready to go for game number one, but wasn't needed. Well, seems like he's going to be needed in game number two. So a 1-2 count to Onyade, trying to work on base and be the first base runner of the game for the Rafters. Sends this one down the left field line, reaching out of play, and Bell's going to have no play on it this time. Nearly had that highlight play back in Chris Diaz's at-bat. Wasn't able to bring it in, though. Now trying to still have a good defensive game. And worth talking about the wind here. It is pushing out a little bit from right to left field. This one is hit towards left field, and it's dropping. It will get in. The Rafters have their first hit of the season against Michael Yeager. And so maybe the jinx did work. I don't know, but hey, there it goes with Mason Onyade aboard at first base. Going back to talking about the wind, it's blowing out at 8 miles an hour, but the gusts are up to about 17. So it can certainly be a quick change here. If you catch the right gust of wind, it might extra carry out towards left field. So Noah Ruiz up at the plate. He fouls one back, and this is the last game of the first half, trying to claim the crown of RBI leader in the first half. And for Ruiz, he is looking to end this first half on a high note, and certainly was back in the last game. 0-1 count with the runner on first base, and they check him back with a pickoff attempt, but Onyade is headfirst sliding back into the bag. On the season for Onyade, he's got 23 stolen bases, stole one back in the sixth inning. 1-1, the count to Ruiz. He takes this one high for ball number two. It's now a 2-0 count. Sorry, 2-1 count. And Ruiz, the second baseman for the Rafters, he has been a superstar for them this year and a huge piece to their team. They have one of the highest scoring teams when it comes to RBIs in the Northwoods League. Looking at the leaderboards as a team for the Rafters, obviously Ruiz is a huge part of it, as this pitch is in there, called for a strike on the 2-1 count. So now back to a 2-2 count. But the Rafters are second in the Northwoods League in RBIs, only behind Wausau. They've got 224. through 35 games this season, although they do have an extra game on some of these teams, as that one is fouled away. Keeps it a full count. And the Rafters have played one more game than Kalamazoo, who currently sits in third place, and Madison, although Madison had one of those games postponed to the second half. So they'll have an extra game then. 2-2 count. It misses outside. Ball number three. We are full. 3-2 the count with Mason Onyade on first base. And Onyade still not trying to take off yet, but Michael Yeager is very well aware of his existence on first base. Kind of got to be. Seventh pitch of the plate appearance coming here. Another pickoff attempt over towards Onyade. And just making sure that he's on the bag. But, man, tons of pitches being thrown by Michael Yeager. He's already at 17 pitches, despite him only being on his third batter. 3-2 count. Onyade taking off. It's outside. Ball number four. Back-to-back base runners have reached for the Rafters as a seven-pitch walk is taken by Ruiz. Brings up Madden Akko to the plate with runners on first and second and one out here in the bottom of the first inning. Rafters offense has been absolutely on fire since they came back from the rain delay last game and trying to carry that over into this game. Two of the first three batters have reached base. Yeager looks back to second, now brings it home. It's outside for ball number one. And Akko up at the plate. He'll be followed by Pat Costin. And Costin came in to play a little bit of catcher in the game earlier today. But Akko at the plate, 1-0 count, takes this pitch inside, claims that it hit his hand and kind of shakes it off, but the home plate umpire doesn't give it to him, says, hey, that's just a ball, that didn't hit you. Akko maybe doing a little bit of an acting job there, 2-0 count. Runners on first and second, Yeager looks back, runners both taking off, it misses, and this time it for sure hit him, and Akko is not happy about it, as he will walk on down towards first base after getting beaned by that pitch. So that one, you can't say that he didn't get hit by that one. Bounced off of him and back into the field of play. Not a comfortable way to take a base, but hey, it's a way to take a base nonetheless. They are loaded with one out in the bottom of the first, still tied 0-0, and it's going to be up to Pat Costin. And Costin, you go back to last game, he had just the one at-bat back in the sixth inning of the earlier game, but it was an RBI game-tying double. Trying to come up clutch here. It's a tie game. First pitch is taken high for ball number one. Costin, a left-handed hitting DH. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Works in his favor. On deck, it's Royce Clayton Jr., 1-0 count on the way home, gets a swing and a miss, 1-1 count. And Costin, he's been continuing to improve his plate appearance throughout the season and going to try and show it off in the final game of the first half here. 1-1 the count, bases loaded with one away. Costin up at the plate, trying to make something happen, and the 1-1 count outside for ball two, 2-1. And taking a look at the defensive lineup for the Madison Mallards, we'll do that after this pitch. 2-1 count with the bases loaded and one away. Pitch on the way home, it's outside, 3-1. Man on the mound is Michael Yeager. Behind the plate, it is Will Johannes. Now a 3-1 count with one away. Trying to take the lead here. Costin will see the pitch. Swings and misses, though, as that one was in the zone. And a good fastball that blew right by him to make the count full. 3-2. In the infield for the Mallards, MJ Sweeney at first, Davis Hamilton at second, Mikey Bell at third, and at shortstop, Jimmy Anderson. 3-2 count. This one is hit high in the air down that left field line. Running over to it in foul territory, the left fielder will let it drop. And maybe trying to not let that runner come home from third. I mean, it's an interesting play because he was there, decided not to make the catch. I mean, it kind of looked like he got injured on the last play, but, I mean, he's walking off just fine. He's not limping at all, and that's the kind of play that you look at and kind of scratch your head on. It was a little deep out there, and with Mason Onyade at third, there is a good likelihood that it would have scored him, but still a 3-2 count with one away. Swing and a miss from Costin, and it works out in the Mallards' favor. So that's why you drop the ball down the left field line, because you'd rather have a strikeout than a chance at a score. And Michael Jaeger is working his pitch count up there. He's at 28 pitches here in the first inning. Royce Clayton's going to see if he can work it up even further. You'd love to chase him after just one inning. And a reminder that if a pitcher hits 35 pitches in any individual inning, you have to be taken out of the game. Check swing here, but Clayton went around on a high fastball. Brings the count 0-1. Clayton, the right-handed hitting left fielder. Jaeger has loaded the bases, but with two outs here in the bottom of the first. Still tied at zero. Clayton going to try and take the lead. That pitch misses outside for ball number one. We're even at a 1-1 count. Runner on first base, Matanaco. On second, Noah Ruiz. And on third, Mason Onyade. 1-1 count on the way. It's outside again. 2-1 count to Clayton. On deck, it's the right-handed hitter, Nick Adrian. He is going to try and work his way on if it can get to him. But it's going to be up to Royce Clayton Jr. trying to take the lead for the Rafters. He's got a 2-1 count with two away. Jaeger taking a while. He brings the pitch home. It's fouled back by Clayton. Now a 2-2 count, and Jaeger up to 32 pitches. And so we'll see if Clayton can either get on base or at least work the pitch count up from Jaeger. 2-2 count to Clayton. He swings and sends one over to shortstop, jumping over it. It'll be a long throw, 6-3, and they got it just in time. And that does it for this first inning. So Jaeger barely misses that 35-pitch marker. He throws 33 pitches and somehow keeps the Rafters from scoring. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there were three left on base. We head to the top of the second inning, where the Rafters and Mallards are tied at zero here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapid.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryan experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And we come back to work here in the top of the second inning. The Rafters turning back to Espen Simpson. Simpson had a good first inning. He allowed just the one hit and did so on only 12 pitches. And those 12 pitches, he had a fly out, 1-6-3 ground out, and then he had a caught stealing to end the inning. And first pitch to Carson Hansen is a swing and a miss. Hansen, the left-handed hitting right fielder, up for technically the first time, but he was at the plate in the first inning. when the inning ended. 0-1 count on the way. It is outside for ball number one. 1-1 the count. And Hansen, he had an 0-2 count. So working back into this one, he's glad that he gets a new count at the very least. Although he did have a runner in scoring position. 1-1 count, swing and a miss here. Now 1-2. Simpson trying to find his spot, and you go back to his last time out, and Simpson, 3 2/3 innings, allowed 2 runs. Both were earned on 4 hits and 1 walk, had 3 strikeouts. Not too bad of an appearance. 1-2 count comes home, and this one misses far inside. Nearly hits Hansen, but instead, the count now 2-2. Davis Hamilton and Brock Lulowitz do up. 2-2 count for the leadoff man, Carson Hansen. Pitch on the way home. This one sent up the middle over towards Onyade. He's there. He will field it. Throw over to first and got him. 6-3 on the putout. That's out number one here in the top of the second inning. Brings up Davis Hamilton to the plate with one away and the base is empty. Tied at 0 in the top of the second. And Hamilton, the left-handed hitting second baseman. It's a lefty-righty matchup with the man on the mound, Simpson. And Simpson has the battery duo of him and Nick Adrian, as that pitch is going to go across. And now, second pitch of the plate appearance to Hamilton. This one is fouled back. So now Hamilton, left-handed hitting second baseman, looking to do something with one out. Third pitch of the plate appearance here comes home from Simpson. It misses low. Nobody on base ahead of him. And Hamilton from the University of Louisville, native of Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin. Pitch on the way home. It's a grounder over towards the right side, and it gets past the glove of Acco and Ruiz into right field. So on the 1-2 count, Hamilton's able to pick up a single. Second hit of the game off of Espen Simpson. And they're going to feel pretty good about that one. It was a strong hit from Hamilton. Just put it in the right spot. And you look at Simpson this season. He's made 9 appearances this year. This will be appearance number 10. One of the team's leaders in games played and games pitched. In those previous 9 games, his longest outing was 3 2/3, but he's had 3 separate occasions where he's gone 3 or more innings. First pitch on the way to Brock Lulowitz is a swing and a miss for strike number 1. Lulowitz, the left-handed hitting DH, has a runner on first and one away in the top of the second, a 0-0 ball game. Simpson looks back towards first for a second, now gets into his stance. Eyes down home, pitch coming. It's another swing and a miss from Lulowitz. And Adrian was stepping up, ready to throw down if Hamilton was taking off. He showed that he might, but decides not to. And Simpson, 4.32 ERA entering this game, has gone 1 shutout inning, looking to make it 2, but he's only got 1 out. 0-2 count, another swing and a miss. Oh, man. 3 pitches, 3 strikes, and swings and misses from Brock Lulowitz. Man, Simpson was on the money on that plate appearance. 2 away with the runner on first in the top of the second. Still scoreless, and it brings up Jimmy Anderson to the plate. Right-handed hitting shortstop for the Mallards. Up for the first time this game, he is the 7-hole hitter for Madison. And Simpson brings it home. It is on the outside edge, called for strike number 1. Anderson, the right-handed hitting shortstop for Madison. You might remember him from earlier in the season when he played against the Rafters, and this season batting 322, but against the Rafters earlier, he was really having a good series. Batted 3-for-9 with 2 runs and an RBI. Also drew a walk, so he was on base a couple times, but he's down in the count now 0-2 after that strike from Simpson. Trying to find the second strikeout of the game. Simpson set on the mound with the 0-2, brings it home. It's in there, called strike 3, and that one got Anderson down looking. Back-to-back strikeouts finishes the second inning with the runner on first. No runs on the 1 hit. no errors, and one left on base. We head to the second. It's still 0-0 here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
And back here in the bottom of the second inning, Rafters looking to take the lead. Michael Yeager is indeed back out to work there for Madison, as Yeager threw 33 pitches in the first inning. He was dang near that 35-pitch marker, but couldn't quite get there, and so the Rafters are going to have to face him again. He had a shutout first inning, although he did load the bases. Allowed three straight batters to reach with only one out, and well, now Nick Adrian up at the plate takes him on. First pitch, misses for ball number one. Adrian, the right-handed hitting catcher, it'll be Adrian, Miro, and Garcia due up in the order for the Rafters. 1-0 count comes home. This one is crushed out towards right center field. That'll get down for a hit. Walking on back out to the warning track. Adrian is rounding for second. Long throw coming in, and Adrian slides in safely. Lead-off double for the Rafters. And Nick Adrian, man oh man, getting hot at the right time for the Rafters, and love seeing him pick it up. And that's going to be big for the Rafters looking at the rest of the season, as they're going to need him to really step it up, as there is going to be some change across the team over the second half. Adrian is expected to return as Gunnar Miro is at the plate, takes the first pitch low and bounces up, but able to be kept in front of Will Johannes. So now a 1-0 count. Miro, right-handed hitting center fielder, up for the first time this game. And you look at what Miro was able to do last game. He was 1-for-3, although he drew an intentional walk on a 3-0 count. 1-0 count, this one's a bunt, put up the third baseline, picked up by the pitcher, throw over to first, and just in time. It's a good play from Michael Yeager as it goes 1-3 on the putout, although Nick Adrian does advance over to third base on the sacrifice hit from Miro. So runner on third base with nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. Rafters trying to finish this one off and show off with the hitting ability, trying to take the lead early here, and it brings up J.J. Garcia to the plate, who full swings at one but is late, and it is fouled back. 0-1 the count. Garcia, right-handed hitting third baseman, up for the first time today. He's the ninth man in the batting order. So the Rafters will see the top of the card next if there isn't a double play of sorts. We'll see if there is. Pitch on the way home. This one is hit well out towards center field. Should be deep enough to bring in Adrian, and Adrian will run on home. And it's a sacrifice fly for J.J. Garcia. The Rafters have taken a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second. RBI for J.J. Garcia. He does the trick. Rafters have the lead here in the second. We did see Ashton Poole warming up a little bit earlier back in the first inning. But Espen Simpson, a good chance that he'll return in the third inning. He's gone 3-plus already 3 times this season, so no reason for him not to, as he's kept the pitch count down to 27. Chris Diaz up at the plate, takes the first pitch outside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. Diaz up for the second time today. Now, I should say this game, he was up, of course, as the leadoff man a few times in the last game. Saw 5 plate appearances, went 2-for-5 in the game. 1-0 count, takes this pitch upstairs for ball number two. 2-0 the count. Diaz, the left-handed hitting right fielder, has 2 outs and the base is empty here in the bottom of the second. 1-0 Rafters lead. 2-0 count on the way home. This one is sent well out towards right center field. Line drive, but a diving play, and they caught it in center field. Jordy Lopez making the catch, and that's out number three. Man, Diaz not able to get that one, and he's going to be disappointed because he hit that one well. Well, the Rafters still managed to get the one run, and that's what matters. One run on one hit. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We head to the third. It's 1-0 Rafters here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
Well, now back in the top of the third inning, and the Rafters and the Mallards locked into a good one, but the Rafters have the lead again, up 1-0 in game number two of a doubleheader. They had the RBI sacrifice fly in the bottom of the second from J.J. Garcia to make it 1-0. Espen Simpson back out to work, an 0-1 count to Sweeney. Takes this pitch for strike number two. 0-2 the count, and Simpson has a pair of strikeouts. He's allowed 2 hits, but no walks through his 2 innings of ball. 0-2 count to the left-handed hitting Sweeney. Swing and a miss. That's strike number three on 3 pitches from Espen Simpson. 3 straight strikeouts from Simpson, all on 3 pitches. Wow. Well, between last inning and this one, it's an immaculate inning for Espen Simpson. I tell you what, that is impressive. 9 pitches, 3 strikeouts. I mean, that is impressive, even if it's not in the same inning. First pitch on the way here, that one's called for strike number one. 10 straight strikes from Espen Simpson. My goodness. Start swinging, guys. Although they have swung and missed a couple of times. Struck out swinging two of those last three strikeouts. This pitch is a little outside, and there goes the streak. But, man, I tell you what, that's an impressive run from Espen Simpson. Now a 1-1 count to Will Johannes from the University of Illinois. 1-1 count gets a big swing and a miss to bring it 1-2, and Simpson is locked in right now. Man. Trying to make it four straight strikeouts. He's going up against the righty catcher. Righty-righty matchup. Pitch coming home. It's on the outside edge. Called strike three. Four in a row from Espen Simpson. Oh, man. Two up, two down here in the third inning. And it brings up the top of the card for the Mallards with the leadoff man, Jordy Lopez, back up for the second time this game. Lopez, 0-for-1 on the night. First pitch to him. This one misses low for ball number one, a 1-0 count, and it's maybe not the first time that, man, he doesn't have a lead or even in the count. 1-0 count. This time it's fouled off. Brings it back even with a 1-1 count. And Lopez, the left-handed hitting center fielder, it's a lefty-righty matchup, but doesn't really seem to matter all too much. Simpson's been cruising on through, trying to go through three shutout innings. 1-1 count. That one is a little low for ball number two, and Adrian tried to frame it, couldn't quite get the call. So it's a 2-1 count. And Simpson, from Butler, he made a couple of appearances for the Bulldogs in his collegiate career. 2-1 count. This one's ripped into left field, and that will get on by the extended glove of Mason Onyade into left field. In front of Royce Clayton, he'll throw it back in. Runner on first base. It's a two-out single. There goes the streak of strikeouts from Simpson. And still impressive nonetheless. Brings up the right-handed hitting Liam Moreno, who's got one of the three hits this game from the Mallards. Rafters up 1-0 in the top of the third inning. Two away. Runner on first base for Madison. Liam Moreno, 1-for-1 in the game. It's his second plate appearance. First pitch is a little north of the zone for ball number one. 1-0 the count. Moreno, the left fielder for the Mallards. All-time leader in hits for Madison. That pitch is fouled back. Brings the count 1-1. And Mikey Bell on deck. He is 0-for-1 in the game, but I'll tell you what, earlier today he was not playing like it. So now a 1-1 count. On the way home, it is taken, but a little below the zone for ball number two. Now 2-1, and this is the count that Jordy Lopez singled on back last plate appearance. So now a 2-1 count on the way home. This one is sent high out towards left field. Clayton running up on it. He will be under it and makes the catch for out number three. So no problems in that third inning. Simpson is through three shutout. No runs on the one hit. There were no errors, and there was one left on base. We head to the bottom of the third. Rafters up 1-0. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade. Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games.
Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Pekawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the third comes your way here from Wisconsin Rapids as the Raptors are taking on the Madison Mallards. It is a 1-0 Raptors lead right now, and in the bottom of the third inning, Raptors going to be led off by Mason Onyade, then followed by Noah Ruiz and Madden Ocko. And the Raptors had the one run scored back in the bottom of the second inning. It was a sacrifice fly from J.J. Garcia toward Nick Adrian. First pitch to Mason Onyade is taken inside for ball number one. 1-0 the count, and Onyade, one of the two hits the Raptors have this game. He singled back in the first inning. 1-0 count, he takes this one low for ball number two. And despite the hit there, he doesn't really seem to care about the hits as much as he does getting on base. That's his mojo. Now, of course, I mean, everyone's going to care about their hits. You know, you want the hits, but he really does care about on base, as this one is fouled back and out of play. 2-1 the count. Noah Ruiz on deck. And he's a right-hander, so you'll have a righty-righty matchup after this one. But lefty-righty now with Mason Onyade at the plate. 2-1 count with the bases empty to the leadoff man of the inning. It's fouled back once again. So Mason Onyade fighting to stay alive now. And he is a quick base runner as well. You know, if you're Madison, you don't want him on the base pads. 2-2 count on the way home. He takes this one low. Ball number three and a full count. Michael Yeager still working out there. And back in that first inning, weren't sure how long we were going to get of him. He pitched 33 pitches, but in the second inning was much more efficient. Just 9 thrown to get his 3 outs, although he did allow 1 run. 3-2 count. This one's hit well towards center field, and that will get down for a hit. Leadoff single for Mason Onyade. His second hit of the game, and you go back to the earlier one. Onyade was good there, too. He went 3-for-4 in the earlier game, so he's now 5-for-6 on the night. My goodness, stay hot. 3 singles, 2 doubles, and just 1 time retired. Onyade now on first base with the single. Nobody out. And it brings up the right-handed hitting second baseman, Noah Ruiz. Pickoff attempt back to first. Make sure that he doesn't get off any further. And Onyade, back in the earlier game, did steal second base. And so his numbers on the season a little bit higher now as the pitch comes home. This one is hit high in the air towards center field. On the run back there, Lopez, he's at the warning track, jumps, and it bounces off the wall. Here goes Onyade into second base, but he's not going to have much of a chance as he had to wait to make sure that one wasn't going to be caught. So Mason Onyade only over to second base. Despite it bouncing off the wall, it's a single from Ruiz. Back-to-back hits from the Raptors off of Michael Yeager. And it brings up Madden Ocko to the plate with runners on first and second and nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Already 1-0 Raptors trying to extend their lead. So Ocko up at the plate, right-handed hitting first baseman. And before that, both runners trying to swipe bags, but they caught him. And Yeager hadn't let go of the pitch. They took off a little too early, and so the lead runner, Mason Onyade, is caught stealing, although Noah Ruiz does take off for second base on it. So Ruiz over on second base, one out in the bottom of the third inning. Madden Ocko up at the plate now. He still has yet to see that first pitch. Now he will, and that one is inside for ball number one, a 1-0 count. And Ruiz is still a quick base runner. And you've seen him swipe a few bags this year, but he's only swiped third base two times this season. 1-0 count on the way home. It misses outside for ball number two. 2-0 the count. And Onyade, well, he is a quick runner, but not quick enough to beat off a pickoff move. Run pitch coming home. It misses a little high for ball number three. So a 3-0 count to Madden Akko with the runner on second. And Akko is going to see what he can do if he can work on base any way possible. Would have been huge to have that runner on first still. And the 3-0 count, that one's right across the plate for strike number one, a 3-1 count. Because, of course, if Akko takes the walk here, that would have meant that the bases would be loaded without a steal attempt. But as it is, 3-1 count on the way to Akko. He fouls it back. 3-2 count. Rafters had the caught stealing there, and Liam Moreno was caught back in the first inning for Madison. And all three of the Mallards runners came on hits, whereas the Rafters have had a lot more base runners. Had a walk, a hit by pitch, and of course now four hits in the game. 3-2 count on the way, it's fouled off. And so they've done a great job of working up that pitch count.